Today's Mishnah Berurah Yom HaYishir is Daf Lamed Hey Omud Beis, and we're continuing in the conclusion of Simon Chof Hey about Hilchas Tefillin. Start at the very top of the Omud with the words of the Mechaber. Uviyom Shiesh Bo Sefer Torah, Noagim Shalol L'Choltzom Ad Shiachziru Sefer Torah V'Anichu B'Heichom. We're discussing here at the appropriate time to take the tefillin off from your head and then from your arm. So on a day that we take out the Sefer Torah, Mondays and Thursdays, as we'll see other days as well, when we take out a Sefer Torah, so the minhag that the Mechaber says is you don't take off your tefillin until after the Sefer Torah is returned and put back into the Aron Kodesh. Now, we spoke out yesterday, of course, that we wait till after Asher Volutzion to take off the tefillin. So many of you who are davening Nusach Ashkenaz will wonder, well, this is earlier than Asher Volutzion. Why would you take off the tefillin earlier? So obviously, the Mechaber is talking here about a situation where, for example, Nusach Svard and various other Edot HaMizrach who have the custom of returning the Sefer Torah after Asher Volutzion. So on those days, for those congregations, the Mechaber is talking about, you would take the tefillin off only after the Sefer Torah has been returned, not in the normal place of Asher Volutzion. And the Rama, of course, adds in the opinion of the Ashkenazim, Hagah, V'hainu b'mokum sh'machnisin ha-Torah le'achu volutzion goel. He says that this din of the Mechaber is not like the Shita of the Ashkenazim, but this is according to the Sfaradim, who hold that you take the Sefer Torah back after you say Asher Volutzion. However, the Rama says, Avol lefi minog medinos elu, according to the Ashkenazic minog, sh'machnisin ha-Torah miyad le'achar kriya, we take the Sefer Torah back before we say Asherei uvolutzion. So then, the halach is, ein l'choltzim rak. So obviously there's no difference for us. We always wait till Asher Volutzion, until the conclusion, at the minimum, to take off the tefillin. So therefore, on a day that we lay in, on a Monday or Thursday, there would be no difference in the din. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Zayin writes, Remez L'Dovra, why do we have this idea that you should have this tefillin on while the Sefer Torah is still out? Vayavor Malkom Lufnehem, which is a reference, Hainu Sefer Torah, V'Hashem Birosham, which is a reference to the tefillin. This is a pasuk for Micha, Perek Beis, pasuk Yud Gimel, and this alludes to the concept that the tefillin should still be on your head while the Sefer Torah is being brought back to the Aron. In Sivkot Nun Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'acholtzim kodim, if somebody does take off their tefillin before the Sefer Torah is put back, al koponim, certainly one should be careful, at least, Yizar shal yachlots ha-shal rosh b'pnei ha-sefer Torah. Don't take off the shal rosh while it's fully directly in front of the Sefer Torah. That's not considered proper kavod. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Kedei shal yigala rosh b'fonei, you shouldn't uncover your head in front of the Sefer Torah like that. El yistalik tzadim, but turn a little bit towards the side, and then it's okay. Dirshu notes 71 and 72 point out that if you're dealing here with a nusach svard Sefer Torah, where the Torah is wrapped up totally in its self-contained enclosure, like the Edus HaMizrach usually have, so the Od Yosef Chai writes that then you would be allowed to take off your tefillin even directly in front of such a Sefer Torah. Similarly, he points out that we have a similar halach in regards to taking off your tefillin in front of a Rebbe. One shouldn't do this, but one can turn to the side a little bit, and that would be fine. The Mishnah Berurah then points out that there is no similar din by the Shoyad, or when you're taking off your tefillin sharosh and it's covered up well with your talis, then these would be permissible to do this in front of a Sefer Torah or in front of a Rebbe, and he brings this down in the name of the Prima Godim. The Mechaber then continues and writes, B'yom Rosh Chodesh, when you're taking off your tefillin on Rosh Chodesh, because as we'll see, the custom is not to keep them on during the Musaf that we say on Rosh Chodesh, Choltzim osam kodem tefilas Musaf. We take off the tefillin prior to the recitation of the tefillah of Musaf. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Tes writes, Achar sheherziro ha-Sefer Torah be'echel. This is, of course, after you return the Sefer Torah back to its proper place in the Aron Kodesh. According to the Das of the Mechaber, that you say Ashrei Uvolutzion first, and then you return the Sefer Torah. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Umkom oseinu shemachnisim techich achar akriya," which we, of course, say Ashrei after we return the Sefer Torah. Yichaltzim achar akadish shekodim tefilas musaf. Take off the tefillin right before you actually start musaf, after the chatzi kadish that we say after uvolutzion, before we start musaf. Tirshu note 74 explains, Mashinogul maher bechalitzas atfilin achar kadish. There's always a rush to take off the tefillin as fast as possible right before we start Musaf, after we say the Kaddish. So he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi, Satzal, Shukidesh lo yeh hefsek ben HaKaddish l'tfilas Musaf. That's to minimize any interruption between the Kaddish and the start of Musaf, even though the Kaddish really goes on Asher Volutzion, which you've already said. Nevertheless, it also is a tzorich of the tefila, and therefore, we hurry up and take off the tefillin. In addition, he says, the Kedusha of Uvolutzion is also connected to the tefillah of Musaf, and therefore we try to minimize any separation, any pause in between them, and that's why there's always a rush to take off the tefillin. One should be careful to put the tefillin away properly. Roshach to Shlita brings down the name of the Rav Zatzal that one really shouldn't start the Shemoneh Esrei until the tefillin have been properly put away. It's not proper, it's not covered for the tefillin to leave them just hanging out there, even if they're in the box, but they're not wrapped up. Dirshu Note 73 points out as well that one should be careful to put away the tefillin properly so you don't by accident take out the Shorosh next time first instead of the Shoyad. This opinion that we brought down of saying the Chatzi Kaddish, then taking off the tefillin, and then saying Musaf is, of course, the opinion that's brought down here in the Mishnah Berurah. However, brought down in the Siddur of the Baal HaTanya, and as well by the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal, the opinion amongst Chassidei Chabad is to take off the tefillin Kodem HaKaddish, before you say the Kaddish, and then afterwards say the Kaddish, and then say Musaf. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, he brings down the Elyar Rabbah, that he says on Rosh Chodesh, Yachlutz Achar Kiddushas Uvolut Zion. He says you take off the tefillin a little bit earlier to avoid this problem of whether you say the Kaddish before or after you take off the tefillin. So he says, take off the tefillin after you've said the Kiddush of Uvolut Zion. Some have the custom over here, as pointed out in Dirshu Note 75, at least to unwrap the hand part, rather if you're not taking off the entire tefillin. After you said the Kiddush of Uvolut Zion, but Kodem Shiomer, Hiratzel Mufanecha, Shenishma Chukecha. Dirshu Note 76 points out, why is this? Because this is very similar to the bracha that they used to make when they take off the tefillin, which we're not no way to make anymore because we don't wear the tefillin all day. But it, since it parallels that bracha, so it's an appropriate time to take it off. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds, V'lo yamtim milcholtzim arachar ha-kaddish. According to this opinion, kidei shelo lahafsik ben kaddish l'tefila. You want to minimize, as we've already pointed out, the separation of after you say the kaddish till the start of the Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf, so therefore some have the custom to take it off at an earlier point in time. And as with all of these customs, naru pashte, there are many different ways to go about doing this, and one should follow the opinion of his parents, or of his rabbeim, or of the shul that he's in. Now go to the Rama, who adds, Hagah, v'hu ha-din b'chol ha-moyd. The same din applies for those that wear tefillin on chol ha-moyd. As we'll learn later on, Sfaradim, who follow the Mechaber, do not wear tefillin on chol ha-moyd, but there are Ashkenazic communities, again, this is a machlokes, more paskins that you should wear tefillin on chol ha-moyd, albeit we don't make a bracha. And for those communities that follow the Ramah, he writes, V'hu adin b'chol ha-moyd, when you wear your tefillin on chol ha-moyd, take off the tefillin prior to the start of Tefillas Musaf. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot Musamach, the Achronim Kosvu, you have many Achronim, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, and others, Kosvu, Kivon diyesh omim shalola niach klal b'chol ha-moyd, since, as I just mentioned, there is the opinion that disagrees with the Ramah, even amongst the Ashkenazim, and who hold like the Mechaber, that one does not wear tefillin chol ha-moyd, as we'll learn later on in Siman Lamed Aleph, yemar l'chotzim kodim halel. Some have the custom to take off the tefillin even before Musaf, they take them off even before you say halel. And the Shaliach Tzibur, in order not to cause a delay in the davening, he takes it off after halel. On Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, where you have a little bit more time because everybody's taking out the Lulav and Esrog after the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, so you have a little bit extra time. Even the Shaliach Tzibur can take them off before Halal. Those that have the custom, the Mishnah Berurah says, to wear their tefillin all day long. So on a day that you take them off for Musaf, like on Rosh Chodesh, so then he brings down, in the name of the Be'er Heitev, Yachzor V'Yilbosh B'Rosh Chodesh, Achar Tefillas Musaf. You can put it back on again after you daven Musaf. The Ein Tzorich L'Achzor L'Varech. You don't have to even make another bracha, as we've learned already previously. If you'd base the Psaka, the Ramah, that if you have in mind, at the time that you put them on, that you're going to take them off and then put them on again, you don't even have to make another bracha. But this, the Mishnah Berurah says, is only true for Rosh Chodesh. On Chol HaMoed, he says, the minyan is not to put him on again the entire rest of the day. The Halacha Berurah brings down the das of many mikubalim. Once you take off your tefillin on Rosh Chodesh, you don't put them back on again. Even for a person who normally wears his tefillin all day, he says, Rosh Chodesh nochon yosef shiyasok b'torah belo lo niach tefillin. But then the Halacha Berurah brings down in the Bir Halacha that he wrote, he writes that this is not the opinion of many, and he brings down from Rabbeinu Menachem Azari Mipano, in the Tshuvas that he wrote, he says you put the tefillin back on by Mincha, and if you want, you can put them on anytime after Musaf. He brings down, this is the opinion of the Chidah in the Machzik Bracha, and he brings down that those that follow the Minog of the Arizal as well, the Mekubalim, Muflagim, they also would wear the tefillin again after Tefillas Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, so certainly there is room to put them back on if that is your custom, to wear them all day long, or if you wear them by Mincha, certainly one can do that. Where do we get this custom of not wearing the tefillin by Musaf on Rosh Chodesh? So the Ramah writes, this is only true, v'davka b'makom sh'omrim b'musaf kedushas keser. This is only for what we would say today is Nusach Svar, or in the Eidos HaMizrach, where they say kedushas keser, the kedusha of Musaf is not kadesh shimcha ba'olam, but it is keser, yitnu l'cha. And it is only for those places who say keser that one should not have the tefillin on. Why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Musamach Aleph writes, Pirish b'mokum sha'anu omrim nekadesh b'musaf omrim b'ktsas mekomus keser yitnu l'cha, only in those places A keser is one required to take off the tefillin before you daven musaf, and the Mishnah continues, vafilu beis tefillas lachash, and even though it's the kedusha that's the problem, the keser that's the problem, as we'll see in a second, they take it off even for the silent shmonesi of musaf. And he says, upashu dim shochach vihiskil tefillas musaf, behem lo yichaltse in biemsa. If you've forgotten, you left your tefillin on, certainly don't take them off. The ain't no rak min hoga. This whole thing is just the minog over here. To say keser while you have the keser of the tefillin upon you. This obviously brings about the question, what about Nusach Ashkenaz? It doesn't say Keser. Why do we also take off our tefillin before Musaf? So the Ramah brings down, Miyu Nogi Masalkim Kod the Musaf B'chol Mokom, even in places that don't say Keser, amongst Ashkenaz and Nusach Ashkenaz, we also take off the tefillin before Musaf, as he brings down in the name of the Beis Yosef. Why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Beis writes, Hataz Kosav Da Noeg She'enu Cholitz B'Musaf Einu Lav Tluna. In fact, if you want to leave them on, you can. There's no problem if you don't say Keser. Meyachar she'ein anu omrim kedushas kesi yidu l'cha. And he says, v'shamati al gedoli hador echad shelo hayo choltsim b'musav. In fact, didn't take it off. One gadol hador did not take it off. However, he says, if you're davening in a tzibur, af ha-mispalo b'tzibur, bivade lo yishanim min hoge de tzibur. He shouldn't go and be different than everybody else in the tzibur. Everybody else takes off the tefillin, and he doesn't. That doesn't look right and not proper. Still, the question remains, if we're not saying keser, why don't we leave the tefillin on? So in Dirush Note 77, he brings down another reason, and he says, Tam Nosaf, he brings down later on in Shulchan Aruch, Shekamosha biyontiv, ein minichim tefillin mishum sheyontiv, atzmahu os, just like yontiv is an os, and we don't put on tefillin on yontiv, the ein lahosif alav os shel tefillin, so too, kach yesh lino gam berosh chodesh al koponim bizman tefillas musaf shebo maskir mis musafei hayom. So it's a shtiku yontif also, and this is the same idea brought down by the halacha brewer in the name of the Levush, who says that the tefillas carbon musaf that we're saying over here is making it into at least that point of the day is a yontif, and therefore you don't need another os. Another reason the halacha brewer brings down is more kabbalistic, and he says, ladas rabosein hamukubalim, there's another reason over here, Machmas apiasod, ein letvilin shaychus letvilas musaf klal. And he brings this down in the name of the Shah Kavonus from the Ari, although in our editions of the Zohar that we have it, lo nimso came bezohar shalofneinu. Bottom line is, everybody takes off their tefillin before the recitation of tefillas musaf we have just discussed. A couple of other loose points that we have to get back to. The Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sivkot and Samach writes, V'anoshim ha-menichim tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, those that have the custom to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, on Chol HaMoed, they don't put it on at all. And it says on Rosh Chodesh, when should they put it on? They should put it on, she'achar she'yisai mashliach tzibo tefillas musaf. If the musaf, they can put on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Or, another suggestion is, if they take off the tefillin shel Rashi early enough after they said the parts of the Kiddush of the Sidra of Uvolot Zion, and they have time to quickly put on the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, then they can do that. However, as we pointed out previously, one should be very careful not to take off the tefillin during the Eng of Kaddish, or as we pointed out earlier, the saying of the Chazar Sashatz, as this is not going to allow you to properly listen to those tefillos, which are very important. We also pointed out from the Marsham, there's a problem in talking between putting on the Shalyad and the Sharosh, and if you're putting on your tefillin, then you won't be able to answer Amen to the Kaddish or to the Chazor HaShatz. A couple of other interesting points. In Dirshu footnote 77, he brings down from the Eish Lavromi Bachach, if you happen to be davening still Shachwis with the tefillin on, and they're saying the Kedusha of Musaf, and they're saying Keser, he says, Odif L'chotzul L'fnei Shona, should ideally take off your tefillin before you answer Keser. However, b'di'evet, in lo chotzul n'yana Kedusha, you are still allowed to answer Keser, even if you are wearing your tefillin. Likewise, in note 78, he brings down, the person is unable to get to any other minyan, and he comes late to shul, and he's davening Shachwis while they're davening Musaf. He brings down from the Salmas Chaim, he could still wear his tefillin. And vice versa. If the tzibur is davening shachwas and he is finishing up still from a later minyan and he's davening musaf without his tefillin on, it's okay. He can daven over there without tefillin on, though he'll be different than everyone else. In these situations, ideally, you should publicize the fact that you were davening shachwas while they were davening musaf. You were davening musaf while they were davening shachwas in order not to appear strange. This includes Simen Chav Hei. We'll just begin with Simen Chav Vav, which talks about the din, Misha Ein Lo Ela Tefila Achas. If somebody only has one or two parts of the pair of tefillin, he has either the Shayad or the Sharosh, what should he do? So the Mechaber starts off and he says, Im Ein Lo Ela Tefila Achas, if you only have one of the two, the Tefila Shayad or the Tefila Sharosh, it's not a problem. He puts on the one that he has, and he puts it on with a bracha. As we've explained previously, each one is considered a separate mitzvah by itself, and if you can't do both, you can at least do that one mitzvah that you have. The Bir Halacha points out, and he says, Afilum hirak sharosh levad, even if you only have the sharosh, one doesn't have to be concerned. Lo yichosh lamasha armu kozman shebein enecha yushtayim. We normally have a rule that you have to have the tefillah shel yad on when you have the tefillah sharosh on. So he says, you don't have to be concerned about that if there's no choice. And he says, v'gam afilu beis kriyashma, even when you're davening, saying kriyashma, or the Shmoneh Esrei, mutlo lubosh achas, you're allowed to wear only one of the two if you only have one of the two, and you don't have to be concerned. Lamasha omer acha kach biyatzma, and he's not doing that. He doesn't have the shalyad on and the sharosh on. It looks like he's saying edus, false testimony about himself, and that's not a concern over here because there is no other choice. That concludes today's shir. We'll discuss more of the halachas if you only have one of the two, the shalyad or the sharosh, in tomorrow's shir.